And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. And in Huron County District Court this week, Rustine Renee Banham received a 6-month probation sentence for driving after consuming alcohol. Judge Ferris ordered Banham complete a alcohol insight and awareness program by July 31st of 2026 and 24 hours of community service by September 4th of 2026. Banham, who has no prior criminal history, apologized for the decision. She was also ordered to pay fines, fees, and costs totaling $990. And this Thursday in Huron County District Court, Brandon Joseph Shetler entered a guilty plea during a plea cutoff hearing. Shetler pleaded guilty to operating while visibly impaired and added count of open intoxicants in a motor vehicle. This agreement led to the dismissal of the original OWI charge, a speeding violation, and a civil infraction. The factual basis for the plea includes Shetler operating a motor vehicle on March 18th, 2026 in Caseville, Michigan. He was pulled over for speeding, admitted to consuming vodka before driving, and failed sobriety test. Intoxilizer results were recorded at .191 and .194. A half empty bottle of liquor with a broken seal was found in his vehicle. Judge Ferris accepted the guilty plea, dismissing the initial charges, and sentencing is scheduled for Thursday, May 14th at 9:30 a.m. following a probation interview. The court also approved the use of a SoberLink device for Shetler in place of random testing, with the understanding that random testing by a probation officer still remains a possibility. And Sean Christopher Lewis was sentenced Thursday in Huron County District Court as well, before Judge Ferris. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani represented the people, while Attorney Michael Morawski represented Mr. Lewis. The prosecution recommended adopting the probation department's recommendation, and Mr. Lewis's attorney stated that Mr. Lewis completed an alcohol assessment and a med class, is engaged in counseling, expressing regret for his actions. The defense agreed with the probation recommendation in part, requesting 9 months of probation and immediate payment of fines and costs. Mr. Lewis also expressed great regret, acknowledging the ripple effect of his actions on others. The court sentenced Mr. Lewis to 9 months of probation under the supervision of the probation department, and he is prohibited from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances, except as prescribed, and from being in locations where these are sold, served, used, or possessed. He must submit to random drug and alcohol screening at his own expense. The sentence also includes 1 day in jail with credit for time served and 30 hours of community service due by September 4th of 2026. Fines and costs total $1,135, and Mr. Lewis may be eligible for early discharge from probation upon successful completion of all terms. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.